leading the news this morning. Several federal politicians are very concerned that crossbench MP Craig Thompson is being pushed to breaking point. Mr. Thompson has lashed out at the unrelenting focus on allegations he misused union funds. He's made a public plea to be left alone. The federal government has announced new measures aimed at tackling organised crime at docks around the country. Under the planned legislation, police will have the power to revoke a person's right to work on the waterfront if it's believed they're involved in criminal activity. The Home Affairs Minister Jason Clare says in the past 2 years, more than 12 tonnes of illicit substances have been seized at Sydney's docks. We'll be hearing from him in a couple of hours' time. The federal government has expressed its concern over Papua New Guinea's latest political crisis. Police have charged the country's Chief Justice with sedition and released him on bail. Sir Salomo Injia will appear in court later this morning. And the governor of Bali's Kerobokan prison will meet Chappelle Corby today to begin assessing her eligibility for parole. Indonesia's president has ordered a 5-year cut to her 20-year prison sentence. And an Australian First survey has found less than half of the people who witness sexual harassment are actually willing to intervene. The La Trobe University study surveyed 600 Victorians. It found about a third of them had witnessed sexist behaviour in the past year, but fewer than half did anything about it.